Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim on the Psukim that talk about the three things used to purify the Mitzvah, or the four. The Tzibur HaChaya, Eitzerezit, Shnisolas, Eizov, the Seder and Dvorim, we saw. Selachor and Atlefiya Seder. The Eitzerez should go together with the Eizov. Why is the Shintolas thrown in the middle? Shintolas. It's not a tzemech. It's a wool, which is dyed crimson with the blood of an insect. So why is that stuck in the middle? And we saw stira sometimes this way, sometimes that way. And we want to understand the discrepancies. And we also saw the shita of, we saw the machlokes in the Gemara in Meseches Yumeh. The Femalef Amid Beis, why do you do Kricha by the Paraduma? You tie the three together. So the opinion of Rebbe is they should be Baguda Achas. They should be one bundle. And Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon holds that they should have Koived. Not the illnesses we noted, but they should be heavy, so they shouldn't be burned at the top. Before they get into deep into the fire, they should be burned deep in the fire. In the bottom, so they should have this COVID. You can throw it in, it'll fall straight down in. The Rama Paskin is the reason of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, so does Rabbi Elazar Bartanura. But the Lechaira, we saw that by us, there's no reason of COVID by Mitzvah. So the reason has to be Agudachas. Why isn't that given as the reason? And also, the Makor over here is difficult. Where does Rabbi get? You need a good achas papara. Some say tedra mitzvah. The Riva says maybe you learn from a good asezo from Mitzrayim lekicha lekicha. And when they would dip the carbon pesach, they would dip the good asezo in the blood and put it on the lintel and the doorposts. So you learn lekicha lekicha from there, from here to there, from para to there. And just like you learn from arba minim. You learn Arba Minim from Agudas Ezov, and we saw that Arba Minim is only its machlekes, and the Rabbanan don't hold that way. So it comes out then that Rebbe holds you need Aguda, and he's learning from Agudas Ezov. Sorry, I'm not like the Rabbanan, we pass like Rebbe, pass like the Rabbanan, but we pass like both. Rebbe would learn Agudas Ezov Mitzrayim, and the Rabbanan don't. We also saw at the end, we saw the problem that if there's only Zerah Shev from Agudas Ezov, Elulav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from Agudas Ezov, we see in the Gemara that it has to have a proper eget, proper knot, proper tying. So you see that Kricha is not enough for an eget, so how does it work over here by Pola? That Kricha is enough. Okay, so that summarizes what we learned in the previous shir, Mamish Betamsis Bekitzer. And now we are moving forward to Siyata Dishmaya. Based in Torah Meinu Rabbeinu, Zechot Tzadik Lemrocha, Lishmol Zechot Tavis Nefesh. Rashi in Yuma, in Dibur HaMaskel, Shukulam writes in the explaining the reason of Rebbe, who says that you need to, it needs to be Baguda, that's why you have to tie together you need eget, that's why you have to tie together the three species. So why does he need eget? Not because he learns from a Gzera Shav, very good to say so, but because the Be'in and Shum Nilkochim Bevas Achas. Techsi V'lokach Eitz Erez Ve'ezoiv Ushnisoi Las. They need to be taken all at once. And that's why you need to bind them together. You need to Korchanois and Be'achad. Because they need to be taken Bevas Achas. Because it says in the pasuk, "V'lakach etz erez ve'ezo v'shnisay las," which implies that all together. That's Rashi. The Rash there in Poro, Reb Shimshon Mishantz, writes that the reason of Rebbe is because it's Rishon. V'lakach Tosfos, "V'lakach hakoyin etz erez ve'ezo v'shnisay las yunokachem ke'achas." Asu kotev b'domel Rashi. Rashi omer bevat achat, omer ke'achat, It's the same idea from the pasuk of Alakach Hakayin Etzeret Veza Vishnisa Las. It's all taken together if you have to kriecha together. Avaliche Ora Eno Muvan Klal Zekashel Havin Sharei Gam Belulav Katuvu Lekachtem Lachem. By Lulav, it also says Ulekachtem Lachem. Here it says a lashon of Lekicha. By Lulav, Shteit Oichid Lekicha. Or as Lubavitch would say, Eichid. It also says Lekicha by the Armamini. And nevertheless, according to the rabbis, Lulav doesn't require Eged because they don't have the Xerashev of Agudas Esav. So we see from this that without Xerashev, Ulekachtem Lachem is not Machayiv and Eged. So Mehechet Tesi Adin Eged, when it says by the Parah of Alaka Chakoyin, Mehechet Tesi we should have Adin Eged. The Rashi and the Rashi want to say, you know why there's Adin Eged? Because it says Lashon Lekicha. Yafeh Me'od. Aval Gabe Arba Minim it says Lashon Lekicha. And there's no Din of Eged according to the rabbis. And it would be a stretch to say that what Rashi and Rash mean is that since it's a din lekicha, it's a din of hidur mitzvah when it's agud. Like we see in the Gemara in Sukkiyat Aleph and Beis, like Abba Ilavin, according to the Rabbanim, there's a hidur mitzvah la'igdai. And Umel is a din in the parah mishum hidur mitzvah. T'chol ki hai havale l'farish. They really should have explained that if they meant mitzad hidur mitzvah. So it's mashma from the word lekicha. You have to take them all together. And how do you get there without Gzeira Shava? The only way you got there by Lula was with Gzeira Shava of the Kicha. So how does Rashi get to, they're all taken together without Gzeira Shava? Shakashemeld. Oot Sarachiyun. Sharei ha'eged bipara eino ma'akev. By para, the eged is not ma'akev, like we see in the Rambam 3:3, the Kesef Mishnah there, Sotum the Tosefta. Para 3:7, so to Rebbe Vadim Bartanur and the Mishnah. And so if we learn from Kicha or from Gzeira Shava, like the Riva wrote we saw in the previous year, so then it's similar to Lulav according to Rebbe Yehuda, that Eged is Ma'akev. Ulama lo Ya'akev al Cheshazoi al Kicha Shidar Shatorah. If it's learned, because it says a lashon of lekicha, or because of gzeira shava, then it would be similar to lulav. By lulav it says a lashon of lekicha. And by lulav we learn from gzeira shava, from the agudas ezo, from Mitzrayim. And there the eged is ma'akev. See here also the eged, why isn't the eged ma'akev? Why isn't Eged Ma'akev over here, just like it's Ma'akev by the Arba Minim according to Rebbe Yehuda? So maybe parenthetically we can say the whole din of the Kicha Bapar is only B'mitzvah, this taking it together. And the Kashrus is primarily because it's B'soich Sreifa Sapara. That is all the way in, the Sreifa. And therefore it's not Ma'akev, it's Kricha. It's the whole inyan of the lekicha is only the mitzvah, the ikar is that it's in the fire. Maybe. Akopanim, we go back to our two kashas. Kasha number one is if it's done from lekicha, then how by the alba minim don't you have according to the rabban and lekicha, meaning that it has to all be together? And number two, why isn't the eged ma'akev by parah, just like it's ma'akev by lulav? As anachem b'siyata d'shmaya siyamnu et sidrat hakushiyot. Uka'et ניגש לבאר את הדברים, וצריך להקדים. צריך להקדים שתי הקדמות. אז נראה בכל זה, בהקדם מה שנראה ברור, שהחיוב לאגוד בתארת המצורה מפורש בפסוק, ואינו עניין כלל למחלוקתם של רבי ורבי אלעזר ורב שמן בפור. ולא כמו שאמר נוקת המשנה האחרונה בפשיטוס. In other words, the machlekes, the chiyuv, to do eged, to bind up, bundle up, the minim, in the tayas and the tzara, is explicit in the pasuk, and it has nothing to do with the machlokes of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon. And that's not like the Mishnah Achroina and the Mishnayos wanted to learn. He wanted to connect the two, but they're not connected. The Chiyuv is Mefurish Bakra, and by the Taras HaMetzera, is it B'chlal lo kashul la'machleket shel Rabbi v'la'vzer Rabbi Shimon v'Paro. Ve'efo ze katuv ba'pasuk. Ve'kapasuk vav, katuv es ha'tzipor ha'chaya yikach oiso, ve'es eiso erez, ve'es shni ha'toilas, ve'es ha'ezoiv, ve'tov aloysam, ve'es ha'tzipor ha'chaya, etc. And he should take them, he should take the Tzipor HaChaya, and also the Eitz Erez, the Shni Tolas, and the Ezov, and he should be toivel them. B'dam HaTzipor HaShchuta, Al HaMayim HaChaim, in the blood of the Geshochten Boit, living waters. אז זה מעניין מאוד, יש פה דרשה של התורת כהנים, והובו עיקרי הדברים, ברש"י כאן, שממה שכתוב ייקח אותה על הציפור, בנפרד ממה שכתוב בהמשך, על עץ ערב, עז ערז ושני תולעת ועזוב, תכתיבי כחדה, ילפינן, שהוא מפרישה לעצמה. נפלא מאוד. Rabotai, Katuv Yikach Oiso on the bird. Like Rashi writes, Melamet She'en Oidei Ma Melam Afrisha La'atzma, you separate the bird by itself. And then Vaita Rashi says, Yachok Shem She'en Abaguda, Kach Lo Tei B'Tfila. I might think it's not in the Tfila either, just like it's not in the Aguda. Tam Lover Tav Lesem Tzipor Achaya, Hech Zira Set Tzipor Lechal Tfila. Tzipor is getoibled. The Tzipor goes into the dam. But, it's not bound up with the other species. The bird is separate from the three species. And then it says, V'tavolaisem v'setzipur achaya. It could have said, like the Malbim explains, V'tavolaisem. Why did it say, V'tavolaisem v'setzipur achaya? We learn that we should be mechaber, we should connect the tzipur together with them, and they are all toiveled together. And that's by surrounding them with the wings, like we saw in the Mishnah in Meseches Negayim that we read out in the last shir. So they're all bound together with the bird. Not they're all tied together, but the three are tied together, and then the bird is separate, and then is when you do the toiveling, so the bird isn't in the same kricha as the other ones, but they it's connected with the wings. אז הרי מזה להדיע שמצד אחד צריך שיהיו כאחד בתפילה. On one hand, they have to be toivled together, on the other hand, they're not toivled together. And that's because there's only an eged with the three things, and the tzipor is not part of the bundle. You know, it's sort of like the lulav, right? The esrog. The esrog is with the other three, but it's not with the other three. The bird is with the other three, but it's not with the other three. So that's why it says Mafri, you separate, you take it separately. Ain't no Ogdem, it's not part of the Agad. So, HaRemizel had Yeshem Mitzad Echad, what do you need? That they're Ke'echad B'Tfila. Umitzad Sheni, what do we need? That they're not Ke'echad. So that's because there's an Agad with the three things and not with the bird. The three species and not with the bird. And that's why there's a hafrasha of the tzipor lahanu, but ma she'ena ogda imayen. So that's the hafrasha, it's separated separately. It's not bound with the other three species. But mitzad sheni, they're all toivled together. And they're all sprinkled together. Me'achar she'ilu hanu lo avu bayaguda, harei kulam rak smuchim ze lazehen. Uma bein tzipor lebein kol echad mehanu shalosh. Harei nemtza she'mefurash bapasuk lehedia, she'yesh lekorcham yachad, Be'eged. So since If the three species wouldn't require an aguda, then they'd all just be near each other, so then the bird wouldn't be any different than the three. How is the bird differentiated from the three? The answer is that it's mefulish in the pasuk then, that the three need to be bundled together. And therefore everybody agrees on this, v'ze lo kashur b'chlal ha-machloket b'mesechet para, l'gabe Rabbi Elezer b'Rab Shimon v'Rebbi, srefat ha-para, the shlosh taminim that you throw in the srefas ha-para. And the whole machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is only in the parah that we don't have regarding our pasuk over by Taras and Mitzora. Lekulei Alma, it's midin shiu kulam ba'aguda achat. So it's no longer the kash that we asked in the previous shir. What's the difference? By parah, there's a machlokes. Why the three need to be together? And here there isn't. By Taras HaMetzora, why do we have such a machlokas? The answer is because there is no machlokas. And what the Mishnah Chorin wanted to say is that why by Parah is there an opinion there that it's Mishum Kovet? When we know you're also doing Kricha by the Metzora. And there's no onion of Kovet. There's no onion of it being heavy because you have to throw it deep into the fire. So, if that's the reason by Mitzaris, it's not the reason by Para, by the Pari. So, the answer is because the two things have nothing to do with one another. There it's a machlokas, and here it's not a machlokas, b'chlal. Everybody agrees, even Rabbi Elazar Rishim would agree over here, that it's not because of COVID, but rather, it's because of aguda achas. And there it's something else, there by the Pari, you need it to be thrown deep into the fire, needs to be heavy. But that has nothing to do with here. Here it's clear because of Kricha. And you can't connect the two machlokos. Od nira la'akdim. Azeh akdama achat. Shemeforash ba'pasuk shetzarich Kricha. V'lachen ze lo kashur le'machloket sheyesh b'mesechet para bein Rebbi ve'bein Rebbi Elazar ve'Reb Shimon. Od nira la'akdim. Akdama nosefet. שאף על פי שביארנו שבמצורה מפורש יוצא מהפסוק שיש דין של עגל, הרי פשוט הוא שעניינה של תולעת השני בזה אינו רק בהיותה עגת, אלא הרי הוא כעץ ארז והעזוב, שהם המינים הנצרכים לדבר. ומה שנאמר דין עגת על תולעת השני הוא דין נוסף, שישנו בה, אבל אין זה גוף עניינה בארבעת מינים אלו. So, we have to know that the purpose of the Tolas HaShani. The purpose of the Tolas HaShani is not just to do the tie, that you tied with the Tolas HaShani. But rather, it's like the Eitz Erez and the Ezov. You also need, it's a min that's also necessary to be used in the purification of the Mitzvah and the dipping and the blood. And the sprinkling. So don't think that the Shni Tolas is just for time. It's also one of the minim that's necessary for this avodah. And if you lack the Tolas HaShani, it's not just a chisaron eged, it's a chisaron min. You're missing an important species. And this is mefurish like that in the Rambam, the Gabei Para. Shebeloi agdoi kosher. Yes, if you didn't do aguda by Para, it's kosher, but בחיסרון תולעת השני, ודאי מעכב הדבר. כמבואר במשנה במנחות, כ"ז עמוד א', שגימל שבפרה וארבעה שבמצורה, מעכבים זה את זה. So, you're right, without an egged it's kosher by the para, but lacking the תולעת השני is מעכב. Egged, no, but you can't lack a min, and we see this in the Mishnah Menachos 27a, that Gimel Sheba Parah, the Arba Sheba Mitzorah, the three species of the Parah, and the four by the Mitzorah, they're Ma'akev, the bird, and then the three species by the Mitzorah, and the three species by the Parah, Ezov, Shnei Tolas, and Eitz Erez. So it's Ma'akev. It's also Mashma like that in Hilchos Saras. The Rambam says the problem is Chisaron Echad Aminim. But chisaron eged is not makiv. Only the chisaron min is makiv. Shemivuel shetolat hashani vaday gam min kishara minim. It's also one of the min. We also see this in the Rambam. Tumas Siras 11:1, that there's a din shir alach l'moshe misinai on the tolas hashani, just like there's a shir on the etzeres and the ezov, so to the gabe para, he writes a shir for each thing. Miri writes that these shiurim were passed down as a tradition. It's just a means to tie them up. Then what do you need shiurim for on the shni tolas? It's enough that you can do an eged. There's no shir on the eged of the lulav. So in the fact that there's a shir, as in the vowel shu inyan atzmi, that it's something independent, intrinsic, that it needs a shir, and it's not just for time. Okay, my rabbi rabbi say, achrei shekshenu et shtei akushiyot v'henachnu et shtei anachot, anachnu nitkadem b'shiur haba, ונראה עוד נפלאות מתורת השם. אנא, הישארו עמנו. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום.